The next question will go to Don Wilkerson first. The topic is other candidates. Which one of the other candidates besides you do you think most deserves a spot on the board, and why?
I guess the questions are getting even tougher here. I'm not going to speak to one candidate tonight, because I think there are a couple out here that are doing a really good job. I think what we really need is a leader that's going to take a broad perspective and approach education to ensure that our entire district is part of that discussion. I think we need somebody who's not running for board for a certain specific interest or a certain subset of constituents. And, you know, with that, I think we need somebody that's really ready to take on a leadership role that encompasses all those different roles that we talked about during the first question. Because at different times, we're all going to have to step up and lead in different manners.
Susan Basquette.
I'm not falling into the trap either. We do have a lot of candidates with a lot of talent, and it's going to be up to the community to decide which four you would choose as a part of your team. And that's how I would look at it. Is the voters are going to be selecting a team. Of course, I want a spot on that team. I've got the experience, and you do need good experience on a good team. But we're looking for people who can work together. Collaboration is important. Understanding that this is not another PTO meeting that goes forever and ever and ever. The board is not the PTO on steroids. It's a whole different level. And I don't mean to be demeaning to all of you PTO people, but I want the newbies to understand that it's a lot of work to be done. Again, good work, and obviously they have stepped up to the plate to want to be here. I would encourage them to share their expertise, if you will, but understand that there is a set protocol that can be changed. Don't get me wrong. I would assist with change if they feel that's what's needed. So it's up to the voters who to put on the team. You are electing the majority of the board. It's important. Please choose carefully. But look at all of us with all of our talents and how we can collectively serve you and your children.
I'm going to continue this minor rebellion and not answer the question. So that's my contrarian side. This is an important civic responsibility, and I think we all bring talents to bear on these jobs. And whomever is elected, I'd be happy to work with, you know, the team.
Pat Manley.
As has already been said, it's up to the voters, but I would want you to think about a mixture. You don't want all like minds, everybody that thinks the same. You want a variety. You want to bring in some differences so that there could be good discussion and good conclusion. So as you think about us and look at us and read about us, think about the variety. Think about what we could all bring and still not be all the same.
Donna Lisinski.
I'm gonna break the mold. Because I was inspired to run for the board by my longstanding relationship with Christine Stead. Her advocacy work at the state level, her true concern for every student in the district, her willingness to push the envelope inspires me. And so I hope to bring those same qualities to a board, a willingness to advocate at the state level, a willingness to put my name down and say, I don't think the way that we're funding schools is beneficial for every student in the district. I want to be inspired to speak up and to ask for what our community is asking for at the broader state level. I want to continue to work for every student in every school in the district, as I have over the last 10 years. I want to continue to bring community engagement to the board. And so I think all of us up here have a lot of strengths and are really, really terrific people, but I did want to honor the person that I admire on the board and would enjoy working with.
Christine Stead.
That is really hard to follow up.
And don't feel obligated.
I would say, as you consider the candidates that you have, first of all, I think it's amazing how many candidates you do have to pick from. The last time I ran for this role, I ran uncontested, and much to the disservice to this community, there was no debate. So our debate tonight is incredibly important, that you get a better sense for who we are and in what capacity we would serve you as your board. We have many challenges that come with this role. And I will acknowledge what Donna acknowledged. This advocacy piece is a big one. Our legislators have 2-year term limits. They have no idea what they're getting into, and before they get out of it, they're trying to pass laws so quickly they don't understand. It's part of our job, help them understand what these laws mean and what they're doing. As I look among the colleagues I have here, I would break the mold just a touch as well and say there are a couple people that have served this district in leadership roles at the PTO level, and that is not a small task. And I would just say it brings a broader view. It means they know all of your buildings, all of your parent-teacher organizations, and the culture across this district. And there's something to the kind of time that role takes as well. And I just want to respect the time and energy they've put into that already on your behalf. I think it's a good foundation for board leadership going forward. Thank you.
Hunter von Valkenburg.
I do don't want to name a single person, but we want the same things basically. We all want a quality, free public education for all the students. And I think we're all unanimous in that the state government is not supporting schools in general or particularly here enough, and that our tax money is not coming back to the schools the way it should. In addition, I think the way we're unanimous in that we don't like the way charter schools are undermining our traditional public schools. But there are some areas in which we disagree, and I hope that voters would be able to identify who stands for what and make decisions based on that.
Jeffrey Harrell.
So I'm going to follow Don and break the mold, and the person I would want to see would be Susan Baskett. I think her depth of knowledge, our courage, in voting, her understanding of the district, and her willingness to mentor whoever new comes on the board will be invaluable. So I would think that her experience would be a great help to any one of us who is elected. Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff. That's very
Jack
kind.
Panich.
Okay, so I went first on the last question about Tubingen, and I get to go last after some great answers and people breaking the mold, people not breaking the mold. I have been working for public schools for 6 years now, and the people that I have been working with that I've seen out there taking the broad sort of fiduciary look at the district as a whole, not taking into account special interests, people that have great integrity and are willing to take tough stands, people who are innovative but have been working together, people who park their egos at the door and behave professionally at all times. So I'm going to name two names, and they're both at the ends of this table. They both have a track record. We have a history together of doing only what is in the best interests of the students of the Ann Arbor Public Schools at all times. I can't say that I've done that in a trustee's role, but I think that I've been able to exhibit it through my work on villages. But in advocacy, in work on programs that are important to the district, I've done it, and I've done it with these two, and I know that basically they're gonna do everything that they can and make huge sacrifices. I've seen them both make huge sacrifices on behalf of the students of the Ann Arbor Public Schools. So they would be the people that I would like to work with on the board.